Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. After oil prices peaked at more than $140 per barrel, contributing to a global economic recession, it became clear to most people that things had to change. We've seen high energy prices hurt our economy before. It started in the 1970s, and the pattern has continued. I can remember being in Bangor when oil shortages forced rationing and people had to wait in line for gasoline. When I talked to businesses, the high cost of energy, transportation, which is energy related, are a constant theme. Business owners tell me they can cut their costs, create jobs, and improve the environment. They just need a little help. This week, in conjunction with the Maine Public Utilities Commission, Efficiency Maine, and the Energy Carbon Savings Trust, Maine announced $8.9 million worth of grants to Maine businesses. The grants, which will leverage about $81 million in private investments, will help to fund important energy improvements around the state of Maine. With the support from the Federal Recovery Act, the U.S. Department of Energy estimates that more than 950 jobs will be created, and companies that currently employ 7,000 Maine workers will receive help in becoming more energy efficient. That means real savings that can be reinvested here in Maine. The projects are focused on Maine's industrial sector and are spread around the state. One good example is Verso Paper in Bucksport. Verso received a grant for $2 million. This one project will convert the energy systems inside the mill and save roughly 5,000 gallons of oil a day. Impressive by any standards. This investment will protect current jobs, create new ones, and help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Another good example is Tex-Tex Industries in Monmouth. With a grant of $1.6 million, this company will be able to reduce its operating cost, making it more competitive with its rivals overseas. On Wednesday, the company told us that the grant will save 45 to 50 jobs that would otherwise have been moved out of the country. That's great news for those families, for those communities, and for our state. There are stories around the state in South Portland, Madawaska, Heartland, Old Town, and Brunswick. The 16 projects are ready to go, and the grants will put people to work almost immediately. But even more importantly, they'll help to create and protect Maine jobs for years to come. We know that we have to reduce our dependency on foreign oil. Just take a look around the world at what's going on. In places like Iraq and Yemen and the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, the struggle to secure oil forces our country into terrible decisions. Whether you believe in global warming or not, reducing our dependency on foreign oil should be a question of national security. If we can build renewable energy resources here in Maine, we'll keep billions of dollars here at home, creating jobs and new investments, and out of the hands of people who would target our country. But to reduce our dependency on oil requires a conscious and consistent effort. And that's why I support developing Maine's natural resources and renewable energy opportunities, whether it's wind, water, wood, or solar power. And it's why we remain focused on conservation and reducing our dependency on energy. Maine is leading the way towards a new energy future. Our success is built on innovative leadership and public-private partnership. Last year, the legislature passed my comprehensive energy package, an act regarding Maine's energy future. The law established the goal to weatherize all residences and 50% of businesses by 2030 and reduce the state's consumption of liquid fossil fuels by at least 30% by 2030. We've been recognized by the U.S. Department of Energy for our conservation and weatherization efforts. Reshaping Maine's energy future won't be easy, but it is critical for our state. We can no longer allow our economy to be dictated by the price of oil produced in hostile foreign lands. We have the resources, the people, and the commitment to set our own energy course. Now, there'll be naysayers and critics and people who seek political gain by resisting change, but we have in front of us great opportunities to put people to work and break our dependency on oil. We must, for our economy, for good jobs, for a cleaner environment, and for national security. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.